Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir, presents Here and Aware, a concert of music by women composers that takes place at St. Francis Serif Church in Over the Rhine. Muse's artistic director, Rhonda Giuliano, joins me in the studio. Welcome back, Rhonda.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about the program and why it's a program of all women composers.
We decided to base the concert on women composers and use women composers who have written songs that bring social issues to the surface.
There are a real variety of styles. We've got everything from wordless meditations to rock.
We do. The program, I think, has something for everyone, and the program will speak to many different issues that we are passionate about. We start off the program with Diana Reeves' Endangered Species, which is a very powerful piece, if you know that piece. It talks about being a woman and the rights we have and how powerful it is, and through that music. And we go into Jennifer Stasak's piece, Let Us Now Hold Hands, which was a commissioned piece for Muse a few years back. And this piece brings to the surface how to unite all women across the world.
You have three pieces where the texts are by women poets as well. And Pat Mora, who wrote Let Us Now Hold Hands, she's one of them. And what are some of the other pieces that use women poets' texts?
The one that comes to mind is Now I Become Myself. Gwyneth Walker composed this piece, and Mae Sarton wrote the text. It's such a wonderful text that anyone can relate to. The text says, Now I become myself, and it has taken time. It has taken many years and places. I think as we go through life and mature, we sometimes don't know ourselves, and something happens and we change, and we're constantly reinventing ourselves. And often we say, I want to be like that person, and we wear other faces. And it's a powerful text that people of all ages and all faces on earth can relate to. And Gwyneth Walker is such a powerful writer, very well known for women choirs right now. And this is a piece that has been done many times.
And there are some wordless pieces too.
There are. There's a piece called Past Life Melodies that's written by an Australian composer, Sarah Hopkins. Haunting melody. It's very stunning, and it's a melody that Sarah said had been going around over and over in her head that she finally got a chance to write it down and put it on paper. But it's a very beautiful, haunting melody, and the second part of the piece is based on the Australian Aboriginals that she traveled and studied and looked at their artwork and came up with this other tune that is the second part. And the piece ends with some women singing overtones and intervals that produce overtones. And what makes it so powerful, I think, is there are no words. And one of our women in the chorus brought up the other day that it meant and touched someone in her life because there are no texts to tell you what to think. There's no predetermined thoughts that go into this song. You can just sit, and wherever you are in your life at your time, it can become whatever you want it to become.
The venue is St. Francis Serif Church. Why did you choose that as a venue?
It's a beautiful church. I actually came across this church. I took an underground Cincinnati tour, and that was one of the locations that they took us through that church. And I was just very impressed. And then I was told that Brother Tim and St. Serif likes to have choirs and community groups there, and he was a fan of Muse, and so we contacted him, and he was more than welcome to accommodate us. It also is connected with the Sarah Center there, which helps local women develop a trade, such as beading and making jewelry and quilting, and it helps them become more independent and helps them support themselves and their children. And we love to promote anything that strengthens the lives of women and helps in that capacity. And so they will be having a little booth at our concert to display some of their work, and we can help support them in that way.
And Assistant Director Lois Chagog works with the Sarah Center.
That is correct. She works very closely with the women. And as you just said, she's our assistant conductor, so we have a close tie to that group.
Getting back to some of the music that's going to be included, there's also a text by Amelia Earhart.
Yes, a piece called Flying. And Flying is written by a young composer, Rachel DeVore Fogarty. It's a stunning piece. It's based on Amelia's actual words when she took flight. I don't know if it was her first time up in the air, but I just can't imagine being one of the first people up in the air with a little propelled plane. she talks about how stunning and how quiet and how serene it is. Just the text itself is very beautiful. And the writing that Rachel does is very shimmering. The choir feels like it's just suspended in air. It hangs and it's very clean sound. And the orchestration, it's not really an orchestra, it's a trio of violin, cello, and oboe. And the writing is very unique. When you sit back and listen to it, it's like tone painting. It sounds like a propeller. And it's underneath, so you have this busy, busy propeller work underneath this very calm vocal suspended work. And it's beautiful. And the chords are so beautiful.
And we're completing a song that we sang part of, and that's the very powerful reasons for the perpetuation of slavery.
Yes. We did the first movement, and we're going to be doing all three movements. The sheer possibility in the first place, the existence of endless prepositional possibilities, and the unexamined life. And together, it's just a powerful movement, and it raises awareness of so many issues with fair trade and factory workers and the price of sugar and politics. And so it brings up a lot of issues.
In a very powerful way.
In a very powerful way.
Indeed. And then we have a huge rock icon to
We do. We have Carole King. She is one of my favorites. Everybody knows Carole King. And when her songs come on, we just tap our toes.
And sing along.
And sing along. And so we are doing I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. I think it's going to be one of the audience's favorite pieces.
Well, speaking of singing along, one of Muse's Own has written a song for the kids.
Yes, Whitney Sabo has written a song called Something Special. And she wrote it after our last concert when she was thinking about Muse as a choir and how special they are. But more than that, how special it is that our children and our singers' children can be raised with such social awareness and in such a great environment. So her son was a part of that, I think, inspiration to write that song. And the key song that kind of produced our title, I believe, was written by Alicia Keys last spring called We Are Here. And Alicia Keys wrote this song to heighten awareness and to raise money for girls and women and for issues that are plaguing everyone. So she wrote some of the words, bombs are over Baghdad. How good is a dad? We need to pray for the innocent. Let's get real. Let's give. Let's have a heart-to-heart. We are here to love one each other. We are here. And it just heightens awareness. And she has done some powerful, good work through this song. It's on YouTube, and it's been posted all over. She's been on late-night shows, and that was inspiration for this title.
And she has on her website the organizations to which you can contribute. One of them is Girl Rising. Mm-hmm. And Muse did a concert that was centered around the film Girl Rising last year.
To support young girls' education.
So you're wrapping up your second season with Muse.
I am.
What do you have going on for next year? What's on the horizon?
Oh, we have lots of things going on. We are in the process of relocating, which is exciting for me. We can't disclose where yet because we don't have contracts in place, but we are excited about moving forward and relocating, and our fall concert is entitled Rivers, Valleys, Mountains. And we're going to have guest artist Ma Crow and the Lady Slippers Bluegrass Band. So with that title, you can imagine we're going to be singing a lot of songs about our environment, some Kentucky songs, but as well as that we can relate life challenges, our valleys, mountains, and the rivers we go through as life. So there's going to be a lot of great subject matter.
We'll look forward to Here and Aware, which is Muse's spring concert on Saturday, April the 18th at St. Francis Serif Church at 2 and 7 o'clock. And I want to thank Rhonda Giuliano, who's the artistic director of Muse Cincinnati's Women's Choir, for joining me. You will find a link at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. That's all one word. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.